Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
So it's a new world morning this morning.
As it will be for a few mornings, I think.
Exactly so. So we are old world souls, and you decided, sort of independent of me, I bought just a ton of wine from everywhere, but you bought a whole bunch of interesting new world wines, and I bought a few. So let's start with a couple of nice Sauvignon Blancs from New Zealand. Do you have thoughts on New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc before we review these?
I find it quite respectable. I mean, I've always liked it. It hews that nice line between New World and Old World, and I'm sure everybody by now has heard us talk about these terms before, but just as a reminder, Old World is basically Old World Europe, so France, Spain, Italy, and New World is whatever's left. The United States, South America, South Africa, Australia, New Zealand, etc. And I think the Sauvignon Blanc from New Zealand, as I said, sort of walk a nice line between the two. They have the really bright fruit and embrace the very modern technology that you see in New World, but they don't forget some of the old style. They still have some restraint to them, things that we characterize as Old World.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you think of these?
I love them both. Let's start with 2015 Fire Road from Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc. And this was exactly what I wanted. Lots of cut grass, a little bit of tropical fruit, nice acid. I love this wine. And it's named after some folks who heroically battled some very awful wildfires, which would have destroyed a whole lot of grapes and a whole lot of people's lives and homes. So notice I put the grapes first. What's wrong with me? But at any rate, I had no problem with this. How was this one for you?
I liked it a lot, too. I really loved the grassiness that you point out. I got a little bit of green pea. It's a little restrained, but I find that charming.
The Grey Rock Marlborough Sauvignon Blanc from 2016 had a bit more fruit, but I thought equally nice. A little lower on alcohol, which is interesting, 13 and 12%. I thought both of these wines, buy with your eyes closed. New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc got so much attention a few years ago that the wine world tends to go from thing to thing to thing to thing. Don't forget about these wines. They are fabulous. They're beautifully made, and they're reasonably priced.
Yeah, for $15, I thought the Grey Rock was lovely, too. This one was a little bit riper, had a little bit more of that grapefruit profile, but I'm with you. I would definitely pick either one of these up, and especially when the weather is very warm, as it has been throughout this summer, these are really nice to sit on the porch, or even if you feel like it, throw in just a splash of seltzer to stop yourself from feeling the effects of the alcohol too quickly, and it would stand up to this.
I agree. So, Grey Rock and Fire Road Sauvignon Blancs from Marlborough. Highly recommended. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.